Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's summer on Radio 1, live from Barry Island. Please welcome your host, Mr. Scott Mills.
Hello. Hello, Barry.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Hello, I'm Scott Mills, and this is Actual Barry Island. We are in a bar on the seafront. The sun has been... Well, it started off really, really dull and rainy this morning. The sun is trying to come out. It's come out several times today, and I know in the next 10 minutes that sun is going to come out. Am I right? The room that I'm in is full of absolutely beautiful people, the best that Barry has to offer. Through the window, I can see the actual sea. Amazing. Like on the beach, which is really nice. And to my left, live for your entertainment today, is voiceover man.
Yes! Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, Barry Island. It's me, voiceover man.
Do that thing you do on X Factor.
Ridian. He was Welsh, you know.
Now, not many people know this, but actually, a voiceover man does know a lot about Barry Island, don't you?
Yes, Scott. In fact, it's a little-known fact that Barry Island was, in fact, the location for movie Pirates of the Caribbean. Yes, its beautiful golden palm-fringed beaches formed the perfect backdrop for the swashbuckling adventure film and fooled millions of moviegoers the world over. There's lovely. I don't think they believe me.
No. And Chappers is somewhere in the audience. Hello, Chappers.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
I'm in the special VIP Barry area.
VIB.
I've got some people with me. What's your name?
Barry.
What's your name?
Barry.
And what's your name?
Barry.
Brilliant.
I've got some Barrys with me. How would you describe yourself, Barry?
Well, I'm just one of the regular 9-to-5 Barrys, really. Nothing special.
He's a regular 9-to-5, Barry.
What's that he's holding?
He's holding a sign that says, "Hi, my name is Barry."
Like a lollipop lady.
Yeah, like a lollipop lady. Barry number two, how do you describe yourself?
I'm just a regular 8-to-4 Barry.
8-to-4 Barry. And this Barry, how would you describe yourself?
Oh, I'm fun-loving student Barry.
Right. He's also glowing Barry because apparently he's had a spray tan with you today.
No, I wasn't in there.
Well, I've been told that there's a picture of the two of you in the paper pants on the website.
No, we had a picture taken together. He was wearing paper pants. I was not. And but I won't be.
Was that a highlight of your life, Barry?
Oh, getting naked with Mills. Loving it.
He loves it, see?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
I'm on the seafront in Barry Island, as you can hear. And this is voiceover man.
Coming up on today's show.
That's right. We've got Ruth Jones. Nessa, off Gavin and Stacey, will be here a bit later on.
Are you nice? Oh, nothing much. I'm a bit bored, to be honest.
What's this I heard about a brunch?
Oh, it was lush. Right, I had a banana, but I was still hungry, so I ended up having some cereal and a yogurt.
Bear with me, Stace.
Oh! I love it. Nessa Ruth Jones is coming up. Also, another star of Gavin and Stacey. We've only flipping got Peroni, the dog. The dog that was in the first episode, about 10 minutes in, just walking along the seafront out there. Peroni, everybody! And we've got the world-famous Barry Island truth-speaking robot. No, I'm more excited than you. And when you see it, you will be amazed.
That's all to come on the Scott Mills Barryoke Show. Live from Barry Island!
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Chappers.
Yeah, can you hear me over here then?
Yeah, where are you?
I am in the spray tanning area of today's show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Because me and the one that doesn't speak had ours yesterday to give us a healthy glow for today.
Yeah.
So
you've changed.
I know. I'm here with the spray tanning girls offering some spray tans for anybody here who wants them. I am here ready and poised and ready to spray you.
Have you? You've never done this before?
Never done it before at all, but can you just hold my mic for me?
I just asked people who would like to get a spray tan from Chappers, and there's an actual queue.
I actually have some surgical gloves here. Can you hear this? So just let me put those on, and then I'm ready for any Barry at all who wants me to spray them.
Who are you spraying?
The first person up here is a Barry.
Okay. Can we speak to him?
Oh, do you want to speak to him now?
Yeah. Right.
I was told this was going to be a quick bit, and then we'd do it in a minute.
Oh, okay.
But we'll do it now. How are you, Barry?
Scared.
Yeah, now he can't hear you because he hasn't got headphones. Like, why are you scared?
Surgical gloves.
Surgical gloves. All you have to do, my darling, take everything off, pop on a pair of pants, into the pink tent, and bob your uncle.
Seriously, he's not going to be able to leave the house for like 5 days.
He says he's game.
He's game?
I think that's what he said.
Excellent. All right, we'll come back to you in a minute.
Podcast.
Back to Chappers, who's doing some very unwise spray tanning in the booth, so everyone gets a tan in Barry Island.
We've put Barry into the tent that doesn't have any windows, just so he doesn't insult anybody, and we've made him put on the paper thong, not for health and safety reasons, but because he had on the worst pair of kecks I've ever seen in my life, which if you... Oh, Scott, can you see these?
What are they?
Aren't they revolting?
Did no one tell him he was leaving the house?
So we've put him in a... We put him in a paper thong, and I'm ready to spray, but I need to put my microphone down to do this. So,
okay, go for it.
Are you ready? Right. What do I do? Just press that.
Good luck. What do I do?
You need to do, you need to hold a gun in your hand firmly.
Yes.
You do that. Okay. And gently pull back on the trigger. The spray will come out.
This poor bloke.
And gently down the
bottom. Okay, right.
Not only is he wearing disgusting underwear, he's been sprayed by Chappers.
Is it probably best to aim at his cheeks?
Start at the top.
Hang on, I can't get the trigger to it. Right, here we go.
I like it, everyone's peering over trying to look.
Move it down. Oh, sorry, I couldn't see it coming out. You might have a bit of a brown neck, our kid.
Okay, yeah, thanks, Chappers. Good luck.
Anyone needs it more than me, I think.
Anyone that wants a spray tan from Chappers, he's never done it before, but it will be brilliant. It won't be streaky or anything. It'll look just like you've just been in the sun on Ibiza or Mallorca or somewhere. We're in Barry Island. I'm Scott Mills. What's coming up, voiceover man?
It's only Ruddy Nessa off of Gavin and Stacey, ladies and gentlemen.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Radio 1. It's summer and we're in Barry Island.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's an actual proper Welsh person. You'll recognise her lovely Welsh face from such shows as Gavin and Stacey. Please welcome Ruth Jones. It's only Ruddy Nessa. Go on, girl.
Hi,
you know you want it.
Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Scott.
Thanks for coming.
It's a pleasure.
Have you ever seen so many Barrys in one room?
It's a festival of Barryness.
It is. If you heard Barryoke before, it's people called Barry singing the popular hits of today. And we've got a brilliant bloke coming up called Barry, and he's going to be singing "Piece of Me" by Britney Spears. It's amazing.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Can I just ask you, is Nessa what you're recognised most for now?
Yes!
She can answer her own question, all right.
When I'm wearing a red thong, yes. Okay.
Now, I know that celebrities such as yourself, you love it when people come up to you in the street and go, oh, what's occurring?
I had it in Sainsbury's the other day, actually. Oh, it's God. Quite funny.
Yeah. On an average day, how many times does it happen?
It doesn't actually happen that much, because I look, hopefully, look quite different, don't I?
Yeah, you look a lot different. I didn't even recognise you. Could you do it once more for him, please? I won't ask ever again.
Oh, what's occurring? I do think, though, as soon as you're in Wales, yeah. You should try and be a little bilingual. So I'd like you to learn to say it in Welsh, right?
Okay, go.
Don't you think? All right, so here we go.
All right.
Ooh. Oh, I'm not
on.
Drunk.
Don't fall off the box. Okay.
Bessina Curro.
Say again.
Bessina Curro.
Bessina Curro.
Brilliant.
Now, we've even got a game called Oh, What's Occurring Now. It's all gone a bit weird. You've heard that, right?
I have, actually, yeah. I heard it the other day in the car, which right. is a bit strange, because I'm a Radio 4 listener, really. So,
are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very old.
They didn't like that room.
I'm very old.
Oh, the crowd have turned. Where did What's Occurring come from? Did people actually say it?
Well, apparently not.
No one in here does.
Do you know there's a guy on YouTube who really hates Gavin and Stacey, and he rants about it, and he goes on and says that we don't sound. He goes, we don't talk like that in Barry at all, and he's probably got a point. But it's worth checking out. But I mean, it's an expression I've heard. So I mean, you know, yeah. We just try to reflect the truth. That's all, Scott.
We did a contest where we wanted to know how many times you said it in the whole first series. It was only once. More in series
brilliant.
Two, wasn't
brilliant.
It, really? Yeah. We had to sit through, like, 8 hours of Gavin and Stacey just to see you say it once. So what's it like being back in Barry?
Oh, it's lovely. I'm actually a Porth Call girl, which is...
Yeah, all right.
What do you mean, boo? You're like people on Big Brother, just booing for the sake of it. What's wrong with Porth Call? In my younger days, the Radio 1 Roadshow used to kind of go around the coast. Does it still do that?
No, oh, okay. No. I stopped that in about 1982.
Yeah, that would be about right. And so you used to go to Porthcawl and then Barry, and Barry had the Butlins and the Great Fair, and it's very similar to Porthcawl where I grew up, actually. Okay. It's a brilliant place.
Did you go to the Radio 1 Roadshow?
Did I go what?
To the Radio 1 Roadshow.
I did, yeah, when it was in Porthcawl.
Amazing.
Yeah, and I won a Peter Powell pen once.
Excellent. Good. Why did you choose Barry for Gavin and Stacey?
Well, James Corden knew Barry very well. Not Barry the person, but Barry the place. He had friends down here, and she used to come down here a lot. And because I was from Porthcawl, I don't know, it just sort of came about, really, that this would be a really good place. And also, it's such a vibrant place, and you've got the sea here, and you've got the fair and all that. We didn't want it to be kind of city-centric, so we didn't want it to be Cardiff, and we didn't want it to be London. We wanted it to be outside the city centre, so...
I've already been on the log flume, which was amazing.
Was it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did anyone... when you're on the way up, it's like, am I going to make it? But then it's actually fine. And then the last bit is really good, really good. Is there anything else you could recommend, Ruth, while we're here?
Have you had any candy floss?
No.
What? Donuts, apparently.
Donuts.
Donuts and a kebab.
Actually, the lady over there in that ice cream parlour said to me, I'll give you some discount on the coffee because I reckon you'll be back.
Have you had any chips here? Apparently the fish and chip shop here says these fish and chips are eaten by Gavin and Stacey.
It does. Mm. We saw that earlier in the Godfather of Soul.
And if you go into the arcade where Nessa works, there's a sign apparently that says Nessa is not working today.
I love that. Ruth Jones is here. It's Nessa from Gavin and Stacey in Barry Island. I'm going to throw you to the lions in a minute, Ruth, and you're going to have some questions from some people called Barry. I hope that's okay.
Lush.
Podcast. Oh, yes, Barry Island. The great smell of orange peel, seaweed, candy floss, and damp gussets.
Nasty.
That's horrible, isn't it? And now your listener questions to Nessa of Gavin and Stacey.
Do you want me to say that now?
Yeah, do it.
I'm so glad we rehearsed this. And now, ladies and gentlemen, your listener questions to Nessa off of Kevin and Stacey. Isn't she lovely?
Okay, Chappers, go for it.
What? Right.
Yeah, talk to the people called Barry.
All right, okay. What's your name?
Barry.
Barry, where are you from, Barry?
Florida.
Florida. Yeah. Right, that's how... That's.
But he's come from to Barrioke from Florida.
Word has spread. Is that why you're here?
Oh, absolutely. Came over for nothing else.
Exactly. So what is your question? Look, Ruth looks in shock. This is how big this is, Ruth. It's not a joke.
It's not some kind of joke, Ruth.
God. Barry from Florida.
All right, Barry.
What's your question?
My question is Nessa going to end up with Dave or Smithy? Good question.
I can tell you one thing for certain. It ain't going to be that Smithy. Yeah. No way, Jose. Oh. It's more likely to be Jose than Smithy.
Oh, I like Dave, though, off
Dave,
the coaches.
Dave, I know, Dave. Dave's a possibility.
Yeah. Keeping you know, your options open, though, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm keeping my options open, but I've got to tell you, Smithy ain't one of them.
Right, okay.
No way.
Will we find out? If you're doing a Christmas special, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Will we find out then?
Well, Christmas is a time of love and
giving.
And giving, and who knows what might happen.
Excellent. Okay, next, Barry.
What's your name?
Hi, my name's Barry. Barry White.
Barry White. Don't kick me for laughing. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have laughed.
He must never get that.
Barry White, what is your question?
Have you ever had a boyfriend called Barry? Would you like one?
Barry White.
Well, I tell you what, Bear, as it goes, at the moment, I'm taken. But I'll stick you on the list, if that's all right.
Yeah, he doesn't know what to say back. Good. have you got any more, Barry?
Yeah, I've got one more. What's your name?
Barry.
All
Barry,
right,
where are you from, Barry?
Ruth in Cardiff.
It's not quite Florida, but there we go.
I'm a little bit scared, because you're holding a bucket of KFC. I know where that's going. And it's not in my mouth. Sorry, I forgot. This is the afternoon.
Yeah.
I don't want to be part of this, actually. I'm just going to step away, Barry.
There's enough. Ruth, there's a famous scene in the show where you and Smithy get really sort of seductive over some KFC. And I was wondering if you'd like to reenact that scene with me right now.
I tell you what I'm going to do, Bar. I'm fasting at the moment. It's a religious thing.
Well, let's just move on then.
I got to do it on a Friday, but I wouldn't mind watching you with a corn in a corner of the cob in your mouth. Let's go do it privately, shall we? It might be a bit too much for the Barry girls.
Yeah, that's but
you've got no more.
No, I'm not sure I want any more.
No, do I. Ruth You're Jones from Gavin and Stacey, everybody. Ruth, thank you so much for coming by today.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks. One more time, please.
Hello. Oh, what's occurring?
The Scott Mills Daily.
I can see the sea from the Dolphin Bar. We're right on the seafront in Barry. To my left is Voiceover Man. Hello, Voiceover Man.
Hello there, Scott. What a lovely crowd.
Could you do that X Factor thing again? Because they love that.
Ruridian. It sends the women wild.
What about the excited one?
Ruridian!
Yeah.
Wonder what he's doing now.
Yeah. Now, you've been coming to Barry for years, haven't you?
Yes, it's a lovely spot, isn't it? It's a little known fact as well, Scott, that the humble potato crisp was invented right here on Barry Island in 1873 by a Swedish chemist called Per Holstrom. The first and most popular flavour, I'm reliably told, was quail and onion, followed by cheese and ostrich.
See? He's got the local knowledge.
Nice.
Chappers, where are you?
In the VIP area still. What's your name?
My name's Barry.
And where are you from, Barry?
Barry!
Barry from Barry. Guest number two, what's your name?
Barry!
Where are you from, Barry?
Exeter.
Hang on, you're a famous Barry, though, aren't you? Which Barry are you?
That's not my name. My name is...
Barry!
Well, he works the crowd as well. Name?
Barry.
Where are you from, Barry?
Leicester-super-Met.
You're a famous Barry as well.
I am indeed. I'm Madonna Barry. Barry Vogue.
Vogue Barry.
Vogue Barry.
Vogue Barry.
They love him.
And finally, person number four in here, what's your name?
Gary.
Gary. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to escort you out. This is a Barry area only.
Only for the VIPs.
I've got to get security.
Get him out.
I've got Gary out. I'm now only with the Barrys.
Did you just do a hand sing to someone?
Yeah.
Okay,
Gary.
Good. Seriously.
That's told him.
Calm it down, mate. There's going to be a fight in a minute. Right, it's we're in Barry Island, and it's Barry-oke live! Are you ready for your first Barry on stage? Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, live on stage, here at Barry-oke Central, will you please welcome our first contestant? It's, Barry.
Barry-oke is just like karaoke, but it's sung by people called Barry.
This American dream since I was 17. Don't matter if I step on the scene or sneak away to the Philippines, they still gonna put pictures of my derriere in the magazine. Hey!
You want a piece of bear?
I miss bad media karma. Another day, another drama. Guess I can't see the harm in working and being a mama. And with a kid on my arm, I'm still an exceptional learner. Hey!
You want a piece of Barry?
I miss lifestyles of the rich and famous.
You want a piece of Barry?
I miss, oh my God, that Barry's shameless.
You want a piece of Barry?
I miss this extra, extra. News just in.
You want a piece of Barry?
I miss this, she's too thin. Now she's too thin.
You want a piece of Barry? Woo!
Ow. Amazing. Live on stage. Piece of me, Barry!
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Where are you, chappers?
I'm hiding out by the spray tanning stuff.
Oh, my
Hello.
God, I've just seen the most... Hello? I've just seen a man in paper pants.
Yeah, but I'd rather be here having my photo taken with somebody in paper pants than near the dog that's over there. So I'm scared
dogs.
Of dogs, and it wasn't muzzled or on a lead, so I'm staying over here.
Okay.
Looks like it could do me serious injury. So do these two, to be honest.
That man's flashing at you now.
And I'll take that, that's fine. I'd rather that than be anywhere near a dog.
Okay, that's fine.
You'll recognise his stubbly chin from such hit shows as Gavin and Stacey. He's a big hit with the bitches of Barry Island. It's only Peroni the dog.
Yes. Please welcome to Barry Island, Peroni the dog from Gavin and Stacey and his owner, Marco. Hello. Thank you for coming.
My pleasure.
Now, do people recognise Peroni a lot?
The locals do. Most of the locals recognise Peroni, yeah.
If you've not seen Gavin and Stacey, just remind us, because people will watch it now that they know the dog's been in it. Where does he appear?
He appears on the first episode of the first series.
Okay, about what time? About 10 minutes in, isn't it?
About 10 minutes in, yeah.
Now, James Corden was telling us that the dog wasn't cast, he was just happened to be running along the beach at the time, is that right?
He was just hanging about, swimming, surfing, his usual sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And they asked, could he come on and just do a run across a All shot right. for the camera?
Because you run a shot round here, right?
Yes.
So yeah. They just came in and went, can we borrow your dog?
Yes, just basically borrowed my dog. Well, 4 or 5 takes. He had it right every time.
Yeah?
Gavin and Stacey kept on messing up, but yeah. There we are.
Yeah. And has he gone showbiz on your ass? Has he got an agent now?
Oh, yeah. I only talk to him through an agent.
Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Right, okay. And what's the standard fee, like 250 or he doesn't get out of bed?
The agent's taking 12.5%. I
really?
Knocked him down from 15.
Right, okay. And is he appearing in anything else soon?
He's done a documentary for the... For another channel.
Oh, really? For the BBC?
ITV.
Oh, yeah. ITV. Oh, yeah. Defected, has he?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, right, okay.
He's very fickle for money.
Yeah. What was the documentary?
beg your pardon?
What was the documentary?
It's about Barry Island, basically.
Oh, OK, excellent. So he's quite a local celeb. He's a legend here, isn't he?
Yeah.
I love him. Now, we're making a film called Snakes While You Strain. Lead star David Hasselhoff as Drake Napalm.
Yeah.
It's about snakes that come up from the toilet in the hotel. I don't know where we could fit Peroni in, but... I mean, you'd have to speak to his agent. Obviously, you can't do it direct to him now. But would he? Is it something he might be interested in?
Well,
a film with the Hoff. Come on.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, speak to his agent and get back to me. Thanks, Peroni. Isn't it great? Peroni the dog, everybody. From 10 minutes in of the first episode of Gavin and Stacey, Series 1. Right, they're off. Bye.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
And now.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's our live version of Oh, What's Occurring on Radio 1.
Oh, what's occurring?
Three situations. You just have to tell me what happened next. Okay, we've got Chappers and Becky Hello. To play along.
Hello.
First situation. I'd like you to meet Barry. Come up on stage, Barry.
Hi, Barry.
Now, Barry says he looks like someone famous. Guess who? Who? No, not George Michael.
He looks like someone famous.
Well, yeah, I just said that.
Taylor Hanson.
Okay, right, listen.
Sting.
Tell us who you think you look like.
Anthony Kiedis from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Looks a bit like Anthony from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
No, I kind of see it.
You can't see it?
I can see it. I kind of see it, okay. Yeah.
We asked 10 people here in Barry who they think Barry looks like. How many would say Anthony Kiedis off the Red Hot Chili Peppers? Becky.
Well, I can see it, so I think 3.
You think 3?
Yeah.
Okay, we asked 10 people in Barry Island. How many people would they would say Anthony? Chappers.
None.
You think none at all?
Yeah, I just don't see it.
Okay, let's find out. Here's when we went onto the streets of Barry Island to ask them who they thought he looked like. Who does this man here look like?
A bobsleigh.
Someone famous.
The guy at Keen. A little bit. Lead singer.
Who does this man look like?
He looks a bit like my cousin Teddy, but I don't think he is.
Who do you look like?
Lead singer in Red Hot Chilies. Can't think of his name.
Who does this man here look like? Someone famous.
I have no idea.
Have a guess.
I haven't a clue.
Okay, someone in a rock band.
Okay.
That's your clue.
I still don't know.
See this man here?
Yeah.
Who does he look like? Someone famous?
Noel Fielding.
Who does he look like?
I don't know.
Who does this person look like? A celebrity?
I don't know.
Have a guess.
I don't know. Dave Grohl.
Tell me, which celebrity does this man look like?
He's from... Is it Brook Brother?
Which one?
Third one.
The third big brother. Any names?
Don't know.
See this man here? He looks like someone famous in a rock band. Any idea who it might be?
No.
Any guess?
No.
See this man here? He looks like someone who's in a rock band, someone famous. Who is it?
I haven't got a clue.
Anyone famous?
What's that boy's name? Rod McFly.
What's that boy's name? Rod McFly. So, one person recognised him as Anthony Kiedis, Barry, from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Have that, chappers.
Excellent.
There we are.
Oh! What's occurring?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Peter, the voiceover man. That is his real hair.
You aren't going to ask me who I think he looks like, are you?
Check out the photos online, you won't believe the suit. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Do that thing that they like off X Factor.
Radio.
But... how many Barry Island chips can voiceover man fit in his mouth and still be able to say...
Ridian!
turkey?
They're fat chips, so I'm
big
saying
fat chips.
Five.
But the audience is scoring for you. Look. They're all holding up banners.
Six chips.
You're saying six chips before he can't say Rudian anymore. Chappers.
He's got quite a big gulp, hasn't he? So I'm going to go...
Maybe now.
I'm going to go... What did you put? 31.
31
well,
chips.
That's what those girls are saying there, 31. So 31.
Say it one more time for us.
Can I swallow?
Yes, you can.
Rydia!
Let's find out how many Barry Island chips Peter the voiceover man can fit in his mouth without being able to say Rydia!
Oh! What's the curtain?
Feed him the chips. Go.
Five.
Say it.
Rydia!
One chip. Say it.
Rydian.
Two chips. Say it.
Rydian.
Three chips. Say it.
Rydian.
Four chips, still going strong.
Rydian.
Yep. Five chips.
Rydian.
That's six.
Rydian.
Seven.
Rydian.
Eight.
Rydian.
I'm just enjoying it. Go on.
Rydian!
Yep.
Rydian!
He's made it to 10.
Have you followed yet?
Should we keep going with this? I quite like it. Yeah?
We need to get up to 31. Yeah, we are going to keep going.
Rydian! Rydian!
No, that'll do. That'll do. Becky wins.
I'm
Becky
out
wins.
Of here.
Bye.
Oh. What's the curtain?
Third situation.
That was those girls' fault. If they'd have put it up at 13 instead of 31, I'd have won.
Sorry about that. Okay. Remember Peroni, the famous dog from...
Can I just say he's just spitting them into a cup behind me? It's quite attractive.
Beautiful. Remember...
Put them on eBay.
Here's our third situation. Now, you remember Peroni, the famous dog from Gavin and Stacey? We decided to find out just how famous he really is here in Barrett. We asked lots of people if they recognise the dog off the telly. How many think... But they did know. How many did know that it was Peroni off Gavin and Stacey? What do you think? Chappers?
I'll go... Well, according to the numbers in front of me...
Don't take any notes of them. They were wrong last time.
They're saying 76,513.
I think they only asked eight people.
Yeah, you what?
They only asked eight people.
They asked eight people, yeah. So you're wrong. I'll go for one.
One person recognised Peroni the dog from Gavin and Stacey. You're saying no one recognised the dog?
No one.
Okay.
Oh, can I change my mind? Loads of people are thinking like, no, none.
Just none?
None.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh, what's the curtain?
We went out to the streets of Barry to see how famous Peroni the dog from Gavin and Stacey really is.
See that dog there?
That's a dog, eh?
Where's it from? It's on TV.
Lassie.
It's not Lassie.
I don't know.
But I got a question for you.
Yep.
See that dog there?
Yeah.
Do you recognise it?
No.
Ever seen it before in your life?
No.
You see that dog there?
Yeah.
Do you recognise it?
Yes.
What show's it been in?
Gavin and Stacey.
I got a question for you.
Well.
See that dog there?
Yeah.
Do you recognise it?
Oh yeah.
Where's it from?
First series of Gavin and Stacey.
You see that dog there?
Yep.
Do you recognise it?
Yeah.
Where's it from?
Gavin and Stacey.
Can I just ask you, you see that dog there?
Hey.
Do you recognise it?
Vaguely.
Okay, where's it from?
From over there.
Do you recognise that dog?
It's a famous dog, it's not Lassie. I don't watch telly.
You see that dog over there?
Yep.
Do you recognise it?
Yep. Comes here every day for his usual sausage.
Who is it?
I can't remember his name, but I know he comes here.
What show's he off?
Gavin and Stacey.
Hey.
Yes. So, four people recognise Peroni the dog from... From our what's occurring, Gavin and Stacey. That was our game. Thank you, Barry.
Oi, I win.
Yeah, Chappers wins. Whatever.
What's occurring?
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now, live on stage here at Barrioke Central, will you please welcome our next contestant? Hang on, I've just lost his name. Oh, yes, here it is. Barry!
Barrioke is just like karaoke, but it's sung by people called Barry.
Difficulty, and I'm biting on my tongue, and I keep stalling, keeping it together. People around, gotta find something to say now. Holding back, every day's the same. Don't wanna be a loner. Listen to me, oh no, I never say anything at all. But with nothing to consider, they forget my name. Aim, aim, aim. They call me Jose. They call me Kevin. They call me.
People are holding up 10 out of 10 signs. I love it.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Let's go to the VIB, very important Barry area. Here's Chappers.
Yeah, and I'm with somebody. What's your name?
Barry.
Your name is Barry?
Yep.
Scott, this was the girl who called us this week and has changed her name by deed poll.
To Barry.
To Barry. I have
oh
it
Oh, my
here.
God. No way.
Honestly, in front of me is the bit of paper. The change of name deed made 23rd of July 2008 by me, the undersigned, Pollyanna Jesse Dove, now lately called Barry Jesse Dove.
How long is she going to be Barry for?
Sorry?
How long are you going to be Barry for?
Forever.
No, you're not.
I'm so enjoying it.
Are you loving it?
I am loving it.
What about your bank card, your passport, etc.?
Yep, it's all in the pipeline.
You're not really going to keep the name
She's
Barry.
She's not messing, it's all done.
I don't know why I didn't do it sooner. Barry is great!
She loves Barry!
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast. Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the moment you've all been waiting for. He's, she's, it's one of Wales's best-loved entertainers. People flock from the four corners of the globe to consult him, her, it. When he, it, talks, people listen. It's the world-famous Barry Island truth-telling robot!
Chappers.
Yeah, are you going to come over and talk to it as well?
I don't like it.
Well, it's only fair that you come over and meet it. Hello, truth-telling robot. Can you talk to me, truth-telling robot?
Oh, yes, Chappers.
Excellent. Now, if I ask you anything, you will tell me the truth.
Well, I can try the hardest to do that, huh?
Did your head nearly fall off a minute ago and the man with you have to stick it back on?
Yes, that is very, very, very true.
Can you tell me, is Scott Mills the most orange man on the planet?
The most orange man on the planet?
Yes.
Oh, no way, I cannot answer that for you. If you ask me about my, I wouldn't like to put a judgment on that because I don't know him personally. Oh, it's the voiceover man.
Right, this is freaking me out.
It's a little bit weird, isn't it?
Hello, truth-telling robot.
Hello, Mr. Scott Robert Mills.
All right, that's weird that you know that.
Guys.
Yeah, I'm very good. Are you enjoying Barry today?
Well, I enjoy Barry every day because I live here.
Right, could you just... I don't
what,
know
what... What do you want me to...
It's like something out of a horror film.
A horror film?
It's like a fluffy kind of bear
blue
thing.
And white bear on a tricycle.
On a tricycle. What?
I can tell you one thing.
Yes?
I love Radio 1 and I love your show.
Thank you very much.
How are...
Need me to do a bit of hosting for you sometime?
No, I'm all right, thanks.
Sure?
Actually, next time Chappers is off, maybe?
Yes, I'm more than sure I could do that for you.
Can I ask you another question?
Yeah.
How old is Scott Mills?
Oh, Scott.
Don't tell him. Don't tell him.
You don't want me to tell anybody, but shall I?
No.
Yes.
No.
No?
No.
Oh, yes.
Tell the truth.
8th of March, 1970.
Ah! Yeah, that's right. Now, also, can I ask you a question? Remember, you are a truth-telling robot.
Yes, I am.
And you will tell the truth about absolutely everything.
You ask me the truth, yes.
How do you do this?
I'm sorry?
How do you do it? How do you know... How do you know all this stuff? Tell the truth.
Computerized database.
Right, so is the little man in there on Wikipedia or something?
Oh, no.
How do you do it, then?
How small do you think a man is to get in there?
Oh, I don't like it! It's moving on the tricycle. There's some music coming from you now. Right, seriously, how are you playing music out of your mouth and with Radio 1 jingles?
Radio 1 FM database.
Okay, I think... Database. I'm going to have to leave you with it because it's too freaky.
Do you know what? I might...
Just tell me one more thing. Yes. Has Scott Mills ever had surgery?
Surgery?
Yes.
I believe the answer to that might be no.
Thank you.
I think it just malfunctioned. It malfunctioned.
Shut up.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Seriously, what the hell was that talking robot about? I don't like
that. That was very, very strange. It was like something out of a horror film. It's like this kind of blue and white little bear that sits on a tricycle, and everything, like, it moves and its head moves, and it kind of freaked us out,
and it
really
kind of knows stuff like where you live. I just don't like it.
It knew, if you hadn't have coughed, it knew your birthday. It got your birthday absolutely spot on.
Yeah, and my middle name. How do they do it? I don't know. I don't like it.
But if you come to Barry and go to, where is it? The Pleasure Harbour, I think. Pleasure Harbour, something like that. Then it will tell you, and you go and see it, it tells you lots of truths about yourself.
Lots of the Barrys over there are having the truth told to them right now by the weird robot thing. Well, go online, you can see the randomness of that at bbc.co.uk/radio1. We're putting pictures of the talking robot up right now. That's maybe the weirdest personal thing or whatever it is I've ever met.
Podcast.
Stage here at Barry Oakey Central and on Radio 1. Will you please welcome our next contestant? It's Vogue Barry!
A lot of you would have heard him on Radio 1. Hey Barry, how you doing? Okay, 10 seconds, shut up. He's got to do the rap. He's got to focus, he's got to concentrate, all right? Okay, you ready, Barry? Okay. 3, 2, 1, go!
J.M. Barry wrote Peter Pan. Barry Bethel of the Slim Fast Band. Barry Chuckle, to me, to you. Barry Scott, we'll clean your loo. Barry Humphries, Barry Sheen, on the cover of a magazine. Barry Manilow, what a nose. Barry Cryer, he wrote shows. They had style, they had grace. Barry McGuigan, punch people in the face. George, Big, Barry from EastEnders 2. Barry Island, we love you!
Yes! He didn't even look at the words, ladies and gentlemen. He knew them in his head.
Just like karaoke, but it's sung by people called Barry.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.